Madam Director General and Secretary General of the Conference, Excellencies, and distinguished delegates. Allow me at the outset to convey the most cordial greetings of His Holiness Pope Francis to you all, as well as his hope that this conference will swiftly overcome impasses through a renewed sentiment of urgency and co-responsibility. Confronted with the many security challenges the international community is facing today, it is essential that this conference recognize that certain issues should transcend narrow individual interests by virtue of their contribution to the common good. Mr. President, the desire for peace, security, and stability is one of the deepest longings of the human heart. However, the present climate of reciprocal distrust and the erosion of multilateralism impedes the efforts aimed at achieving these noble aspirations. This is even more serious in the field of disarmament. While the importance of disarmament is particularly evident for nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons, it applies just as strongly to the increased military competition in outer space, as well as in the fields of cyberspace and artificial intelligence, such as lethal autonomous weapon systems. Here, as elsewhere, states have common responsibilities which give rise to concrete limits that must be observed in the interest of our common humanity. The Holy See is also concerned about the illicit traffic of small arms and light weapons, as well as about explosive weapons, particularly in populated areas, which have become less and less conventional and more weapons of mass destruction and displacement, wreaking havoc on cities, schools, hospitals, places of worship, and basic infrastructure for the civilian population, and affecting their integral human development prospects. Disarmament, development, and peace are three interdependent issues. The huge military expenditures, far beyond what is needed to assure legitimate defense, foment the vicious cycle and of a seemingly endless arms race, which prevents potential resources from addressing poverty, inequality, injustice, education, and health. The link of national security to the accumulation of weapons is a false logic and remains a scandal as it facilitates the continuous crying disproportion between the resources in money and intelligence devoted to the service of death and the resources devoted to the service of life. At the same time, there are a number of encouraging signs, such as the entry into force of the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons and the extension for another five-year period of the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, New START, between the Russian Federation and the United States of America. The Holy See wishes to reiterate that a world free of nuclear weapons is both possible and necessary. This conviction, reinforced by the entry into force of the TPNW, is also embodied in the spirit of the Treaty on Non-Proliferation, and especially in Article 6, which is a binding legal obligation for all states' parties. The Holy See looks forward to the forthcoming review conference of the state parties to the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, trusting that it will result in concrete action in accordance with our joint intention to achieve at the earliest possible date the cessation of the nuclear arms race and to undertake effective measures in the direction of nuclear disarmament. Ultimately, both the TPNW and the NPT are inspired and driven by the very same moral imperatives and objectives. They mutually reinforce and complement each other, demonstrating how zealous the desire for peace, security, and stability truly is. Mr. President, in no way does the Holy See intend to overlook the complexity of disarmament and arms control. It is for this reason that it wishes humbly to submit to the member states of this conference the following two proposals. First, the Holy See would like to encourage the Conference on Disarmament to engage in an expert study on the issue of verification, which could inform possible future negotiations on disarmament and arms control. This is of particular importance with regard to nuclear disarmament, but it could also be applied for other types of weapons as well. In this regard, it is worthwhile to make use of the opportunities offered by new technologies to enhance reliable verification. The work of verification, besides being an incredibly valuable confidence-building measure, is a fundamental component in ensuring the efficacy of treaties under the well-known adage, trust and verify. Secondly, the Holy See also considers that the resumption of a formal discussion on limitations of armaments and on general and complete disarmament under effective systems of control and verification would be extremely beneficial to the work of this conference. This is even truer if we take into consideration the principal threats to peace and security with their many dimensions in this multipolar world of the 21st century, as, for example, terrorism, asymmetrical conflicts, cybersecurity, environmental problems, poverty. These threats call us to respond with a more cohesive and responsible cooperation. The COVID-19 pandemic is also showing us dramatically the need to move in this direction. As Pope Francis has often noted, we will only be able to overcome the current crisis if we work together as a united human family. Indeed, no one is safe until everyone is safe. Mr. President, confronted with the enormous challenges the international community is facing today, disarmament can no longer be considered an optional objective. It is an ethical imperative. The Holy See encourages this conference to adopt a renewed conviction of urgency and commitment to achieve concrete and durable agreements towards peace and fraternity. Certain issues should rise above consensus, transcending individual interests and agendas. Tomorrow may be too late. Thank you, Mr. President.